enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Yeah. It's Thursday morning, almost Friday morning. Yeah. We're the Joe and Alex Show. So glad that you are making us a part of your day and letting us pretty much just go right into your ear holes. I mean, that's trust, and we appreciate you for that. Follow the show, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Call in. We love hearing your pretty voice, even when you're sick. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. So much to get to this morning. We've got The Garbage with Alex is coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes. Joe's Need to Know News. Also this morning, Ask Alex, a mom and a daughter, Alex. They've got a unique little idea set up here.
Yeah, they do. It's a money-making scheme that is definitely unorthodox.
Okay, cool. And we're also going to find out the things that everybody on the show does that annoy the hell out of Pork Chop. Usually we tell you...
Well, it's... how he has learned, based on our personalities, to communicate with us because
the things
everyone
we do.
Is different. No, not things we do. Not how we annoy him.
So was he just ranting the end of the day saying all the things that we do that make him mad?
No. So what happened was the CIA director, rumor has it, has a special way that she has to communicate with President Trump or else she feels like he won't listen to
her.
Like
coloring books?
So she had to come up with like a creative way to get them to listen and to like get on their level. And so I figured, since Producer Porkchop is the producer, he has a special way of how he communicates with you versus how he communicates with me. And so I thought it would be funny to discuss
that. Then what were you talking about the other day? You're like, man, you guys do this and it annoys me. You're telling me like in a private conversation. It was a lot of it was nothing. About Alex and Liv. You're like, yeah. You know what really annoys me?
No, that had nothing.
Oh, that wasn't supposed to go on the air?
To be on air, yeah.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, the FBI thing is coming up this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. So, that being said, you already heard her angelic voice. Alex, what's up? How was your day yesterday?
Hi, good. Really just busy, and then by the time I did get to go home, I tried to take a little bit of a nap, but just caught up on watching The Act on Hulu, which is kind of just my favorite show right now. And then I realized, I was like, I finally did get all caught up on This Is Us. And then I realized that there wasn't a new episode from last night. So was the episode her the last one for the season or something?
Yeah, it's on a break right now. I forget when it comes back, but
I finally get caught up and it's over.
No spoilers, because I still haven't watched like the last three episodes or four
episodes. Well, I was so bored to death in the middle of this season that I quit watching for a very long time. And then over the weekend, I finally got caught up. I watched like five episodes because I quit watching. And then the last several were awesome.
Okay.
So Toby then I was Kate, on board again.
Toby and Kate, obviously they have that baby thing, but then they adopt a dragon. Oh wait, that's Game of Thrones. Sorry. Liv the Web Girl, how are you?
I'm good. I am like uncomfortably sore. Like, you know when you
oh,
work out.
Oh, really? Hey, way to go, Jewel Daddy.
Like, you know when you go to the gym and you're, like, kind of sore, but it's, like, kind of fun?
Oh, all
like,
the time.
Oh, that means I got to go work out. Like, I am past that point. Like, it is not fun. I want to turn around and go home. I want to undo what I did because, like, every part of my body just, like, hurt so bad. I am so uncomfortable even just sitting here right now.
You gotta take some ibuprofen.
I need to, because it is like, it hurts to even talk. Like when I talk, I feel it in my abs.
Well, and like, as somebody that goes to the gym quite often, you need to recover. You can't just beat yourself up.
Maybe you're not stretching enough before and after.
I stretch so much after, like it's excessive. Like I think people are like waiting to use.
Get Epsom salts and take a bath after every workout. That's what I do with Pure Bar.
Okay, that's not a workout.
Yeah,
but
I get sore because my body isn't used to moving at all.
I think, don't those dehydrate you?
Oh, I have no idea. Maybe, but
well, she doesn't drink
helps
water.
It's the opposite. Maybe I should do that. But my bath is like,
I always have a bottle of water with me in the tub. So.
My bath doesn't even have like. There's no option to take a bath.
Ew.
What do you mean? There's no option.
It doesn't have like a
standard
drain.
Only.
The drain is, no, it's not a stand-only shower.
It doesn't have a thing that flips?
Yeah, the
drain. You can plug it, though. You can get a stopper, right?
I don't know how to get one of those.
I will sell you one for
the store.
Go.
Do they sell those?
Yes. I you know what I used?
Sounds like a I don't get it thing for next week.
In my kitchen, you know the how they usually have a like a drain stopper in the kitchen? Uh-huh. I just use that in the bathtub.
Do you seriously? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think that
would work. Well, remind me never to use his dishes.
I don't think that would work.
It freaking works. I take baths.
Okay, that's a whole other thing.
Wow.
I didn't realize.
I don't know any grown men that take baths.
Why are you taking baths?
Dude, because I deal with you people.
Okay. That's
fair. Do you try to drown yourself for a little bit? You're like, I want to live. All right, Porkchop, how was your day besides bath bombing it up?
It was good. My dog was having issues going to the bathroom this morning. I was a little late because here in Indy, there's like thunderstorms and lightning right now.
Rolling through, yeah.
Yeah, so my dog was like scared to go outside and go to the bathroom. So it's like 5 a.m. and I'm yelling, Chloe, poop! Chloe, poop! I feel like people outside
Well, that might
in their
be
windows.
Traumatic.
Huh?
Yelling at the dog. Hey, Chloe, take a dump.
No, I feel like it works. Did you see the episode of Hey Arnold where they're yelling like Abner? Like, Hey Arnold's yelling at his pig.
Yep.
And the guy sticks his head out of the window. I felt like that's what was going to happen. Like when I'm like, Chloe, poop.
Take a dump right now, Chloe. All right. Well, cool. Oh, my gosh. I had one of those days, and it happens. We had this long days, meetings and everything, and I got home, I think, around 4 o'clock, so I had some other stuff to wrap up, and then I went to this little informal personal training session at a gym and just checking it out. Finally got home, and my wife still wasn't home. She had, like, a Jeopardy meetup because my wife was on Jeopardy a little over a year ago, so she got together with some people that live in town that have also, I guess, apparently throughout the course of years been on there.
Oh, I didn't know there was a lot of people from here that have been on there.
Yeah, I mean, I think some are older than her over the course of time, you know what I mean? Like, probably the surrounding area. But I didn't. I hate that. Like when you have a significant other and you don't get to see them like the entire day. Like I ate dinner kind of in bed, like just about in bed because I was so tired. It's like 9:30 when Lindsay got home, and like I just went right to bed. I'm like, I hate not seeing that person. I mean, I'm glad I get to see you guys all day because you're my my work wives.
Does that mean that things are going good then?
No, they actually are. We're still stressing out. We've got a day and a half till my brother and sister-in-law arrive, and we're not done with the spare bedroom yet. We might have to put up in a hotel, but that's a whole nother conversation.
But what do you guys... I just want to know what has to be done to the spare bedroom. Like, what kind of shape was it in that it's been taking weeks to get
it ready?
It was
just like the storage bin for everything my wife had. Like, my wife donated 3 bags of shoes. Like, she just, not to categorize women having the same thing, but she had a lot of crap. And
well, she works for a shoe company, so.
Yeah, and
makes
I mean,
sense.
All legally. Plus, it's weird because she gets, like, sample stuff sometimes, which you can't even resell. I mean, I guess you could give it to a friend, but she donated it to, like, a women's kind of a shelter thing, which
That's
is
nice.
Cool.
Good.
So, those girls can be looking fly, you know what I'm saying? Girl, where'd you get those shoes at? Oh, you know, Lindsay. All right, so that's kind of what's going on with us this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in the garbage, this artist is reportedly up to something that is crazy. Lori Loughlin is mad about memes, and this TV show could be getting revived.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
According to rapper French Montana, Kanye West is currently working on something bigger than music and something that is so crazy. Montana said in a recent interview, when I went to go see him, he showed me something that was so crazy. But that's what makes people like him stand out, because he always thinks outside of the box, really outside of the box. Shout out to Kanye. I just see that Kanye is trying to do something that's going to change the world, whether it's something to help the people or something like, I feel like he's going to touch something that's going to change everybody's life. He also said that Kanye's music is headed in a more spiritual direction, saying the whole time I'm with him, he's telling me about this church and he's telling me about what his direction with the music is going to go.
Wow. Okay. Maybe we'll get a cure for AIDS or something. That'd be pretty dope. Come on.
I was thinking he's building a church. He's starting his own denomination.
Yeah, that's what
easy
I'm
religion or something.
I mean, maybe it'll bring it up. I just saw the other day in the news that like 50% of people do not, you know, claim to be religious. Like they don't affiliate with something. So maybe we'll all be following Jesus.
Lori Loughlin's daughter is under criminal investigation in the college admissions scandal. Lori Loughlin and her husband, Mossimo, don't appreciate the backlash over their alleged involvement in the college admissions cheating scam. After pleading not guilty, a source told People magazine that the couple resents how the case is playing out in the public eye. They said this is putting unspeakable stress on her and her family. They're having to play this all out publicly, and they're fair game for jokes and memes, and they're also outraged by people who are saying that they're cheaters. They're being destroyed. Retired NFL star Rob Gronkowski has put a massive dent in the Patriots' sixth Lombardi trophy after using it as a baseball bat.
Dope.
It all happened when the Patriots were honored at Fenway Park before a Red Sox game that happened earlier this month. Different Patriot players were pretending to hit baseballs with the Lombardi trophy, and Gronk apparently missed the memo and actually hit the baseball with the trophy, resulting in a large dent right in the football of the trophy. The Patriots released video of the incident, and there appears to be no hard feelings.
This is like... just classic. Perfect Gronk.
Yep. Classic Gronk.
It's a giant ass dent, though. Want. It's a big dent. I know. Have you seen it?
But the thing about the Patriots is they've got so many trophies, it doesn't matter.
All right, get out of here. Get out of here. All right, we're cutting garbage short if you keep this crap up.
And Kelsey Grammer has been spotted carrying around a copy of a Frasier script pointing to a potential reboot. Grammer was seen in London holding a binder with Frasier on it and Kelsey's production company called Grammer written on the cover. Grammer has been teasing a possible reboot for quite some time, but only recently started discussing actual plot lines. Frasier lasted 11 seasons and had its series finale 15 years ago.
This is great news for Liv, the web girl, because she doesn't really know much about Frasier. And the thing is, it's like he's a radio host. He gives like advice.
Oh, wait,
we need
really?
More radio shows. Yes.
And we don't have enough radio movies or shows. I think about that all the
Everybody
time.
Everybody loves TV. It's like, what about us? Like, me and Alex could totally star in a movie, a blockbuster.
Except in Parks and Rec, there is a huge, like throughout the entire seven seasons, a huge plot line involving their local radio show of, you know, the fake town Pawnee, Indiana. And it's called Crazy Ira and the Douche Nation. Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity has shocked the world by revealing their skincare routine.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This lady was upset. She was driving around. I don't know if she was drunk or not in the store. I tried to look into that more because it was early in the morning. It was like 2:15, 2:30. And she pulls up into a Rally's or a Checkers, kind of different names depending on where you're at. And she's like, hey, I would like some of your chocolate ice cream. Because Rally's, if you don't know, has got vanilla. They got chocolate, soft serve, and they've got the best, which is swirl, uniting the world with a little swirl. Well, guess what? They didn't have any chocolate ice cream, so she was logical about it, said, okay, thank you. No, actually, the reason we're talking about this is she went to her car and grabbed a baseball bat and started beating the crap out of the window.
Oh, my gosh. This actually ended way different than I thought. I thought you were going to say she decided to make her own.
Well, that would be chocolate, probably.
That's exactly what I thought.
I don't know where you'd get the vanilla from. Now, I'm wondering here, some of us probably do it more than others because there are health nuts on the show. Please don't stop listening for that. But I'm wondering, who has the best ice cream? Not who can you never get it from, because you can never seem to get it from Rally's. You can never seem to get it from McDonald's. Their machine's always broken. I don't understand
always.
That. But I was thinking about it. A lot of fast food places, you know, you can include other places like Dairy Queen because they have food too. Like, who's got the best, in your opinion, like the best place to go get something? Because I never really had it till later in life, but I love Culver's. They have like a concrete mixer. You ever get one of those?
I do not like those. The only thing that is sort
custard.
Of like it that I like is a McFlurry. But So I love McFlurries and hate Dairy Queen Blizzards.
What?
I think Blizzards are so gross. The texture of the ice cream, it's like it's icy. I know that sounds
weird.
I
see what you're saying, yeah.
I do not like Blizzards.
Yeah, I would take a McFlurry over a Blizzard any day. I don't even remember the last time I had a Blizzard. Because
McFlurries
it's just
are
not
softer.
Worth it to me.
Wow.
But I love a McDonald's McFlurry. An Oreo McFlurry is probably
best.
One of the top 10 best foods on the planet Earth.
Did you know for an extra 35 cents you could add the M&Ms too?
I don't even want the M&Ms. That's like overload.
No, I'm telling you, it's game changer. It's really
wait,
good.
Wait, what's the game changer here with the McFlurry?
Oreo and
you
M&M.
You could get an Oreo and M&M McFlurry.
See, I don't like M&Ms. Like
I don't
in
like
my,
M&Ms in
yeah.
desserts.
The M&Ms
no,
are good
neither.
In there. I don't think I could do the, that sounds like the McGangbang, like even though it's not a sandwich. I don't think I could add the M&Ms and the Oreos. I'm a total fatty and could eat them separately, but that's a lot going on at once.
No, every time, and it's delicious. I turned my boyfriend onto it, Chase, and I turned my friend, producer Moy K, onto it, and they both love it.
I mean, I think you just go with McDonald's when it does work once again. And we love you, McDonald's. I'm not trying to poo-poo you, but let's be honest. Your ice cream machine is down quite often.
I, in the past, like, 3 years, have probably tried to go and get, I'll say 5 years. I've tried to go and get a McFlurry at McDonald's, like, probably 10 times total.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time. The machine has been down that I'm like, it's not. I just don't even try
anymore. If
you
work at McDonald's, can you call us real quick, 833-JOE-ALEX, and just be real. Is it just that you don't want to make the ice cream cone? Or
That's
why,
how
why,
I feel.
Why is it down?
Wait, it's down. I know why.
Oh, you do? Why is it down, Liv?
Because it takes so long to clean the machine. That's why it's always down.
Okay, and that's why I'm asking, how does it take that long? I worked at McDonald's, guys, for 4 hours. I know a lot about McDonald's, okay? I was there for one shift.
You're a resident McDonald's expert.
I worked there for 5 years.
Wow, you have such a history.
You worked at McDonald's for five years.
No, you're not. Trust me.
I'm kidding me.
You've done because you rat a lot about it all the time. Never dropped the McDonald's.
Yeah,
card.
I never have known you worked at McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm sure I've said this before. I have for 5 years.
What happened? You get kicked out for doing something in the play place?
No, I quit.
Oh, of course. That's what I would say too.
And I moved on to a waiter job.
Dude, right, you quit.
You know what I found out?
What, dudette?
Like every family, when you go to a McDonald's play place during the week, it's kind of sad. Like almost every family is there doing visits, trying to get their kids back that have gotten their kids taken away. Isn't that kind of sad?
How do you know that?
Yeah, why are you bringing up the saddest news ever?
Is there like a stat?
Hold on.
I found that out in my CASA work. That's like a hot spot.
Do they have a stat for that?
It's just like that's where everybody goes. It's where everybody sets up their community visits.
Because well, like their kids
so
can
So if you
play.
Take your kid there, there is a 90% chance a lot of the kids in there are there visiting their parents that they don't get to live with anymore. It's just very sad.
Thank you
for making me sad. Wow. I want to eat ice cream now. That really brings me down. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You want to be anonymous or who is this?
My name is Victoria.
Good morning, Victoria. Do you happen to work at McDonald's?
I've been working here for 10 years. I'm here now.
Woo-hoo! Where are you at so we can come pay you a visit?
Down in Greenwood at stop 11 and 31.
All right, cool. I will be there for my free food later. Now, why is the ice cream machine broken, Victoria?
I don't know about other places, but ours has not been broken for the last 5 years.
Okay, dang. Now can you attest for this? At night, I have a question. If you guys are in the process of cleaning the machine or you guys are cleaning it early to like get out early, does that happen? Because I'm always getting a McFlurry like at night.
Ours, we do not shut ours down. We are a 24-hour store.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to go see Victoria when the world's ending. I'm like, well, I know where they won't shut it down.
Yeah, she runs a smooth McDonald's there, a smooth ship.
Victoria, what's your favorite item on the menu?
McChickens.
And do you have like a secret combination you make or that's on the menu I can ask for? Like, hey, I want the Victoria special.
To be truthfully honest, a Big Mac biscuit.
Oh.
I don't think I should be turned down by food, but Victoria, I have to let you go. I feel awkward. This is really exciting.
Well, come and see me and I'll hook y'all up.
That's right, so cool. Nice.
I really am. I'm like, Victoria said I could get whatever I'd like. So. All right, I feel like we learned something here. Just tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I want to know like where you go. And actually, can you do me a favor? I think it'd be an interesting poll. Just narrow it down to what we just talked about with the Blizzard or the McFlurry.
Okay,
with the ice cream from right there. Because I was surprised you both said that.
Frosties are pretty dope too. Just
oh my God, how
there.
Do we miss that one?
Not a Frosty fan.
Well,
of course.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, let's get into it. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Well, the Colorado woman hunt, we should say, instead of man hunt, for the 18-year-old woman who was obsessed with Columbine ended Thursday. Police thought she might try to pull off a similar assault that happened way back in Columbine 20 years ago, but that threat is over. The FBI found her dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. So I feel bad for her family and parents, but I'm so glad everybody's not going to have to deal with this crazy threat.
I was thinking the same thing. You know what? It's always terrible, if at all possible. Please don't take your own life. But in this case, I guess it's better her life taken than, you know, tons of other innocent ones.
And just everybody stressed out because they had the school on lockdown, actually surrounding areas in Colorado. And it's just, you know what I wonder about is this. The girl was 18 years old. Columbine will be on Saturday, 20 years old. Like, how did she even become obsessed with it? How did she find out about it? Is it just because more school shootings happen?
No, I mean,
but do you
history.
Though? Because it happened before. How many people, at my point, Alex, are obsessed with something from the past of history? Like, maybe if it happened in your lifetime, you're researching a bunch. But I wonder how many people, for example, like 9/11 or something like that, like a big thing. How many kids now, like, that are born today are going to be obsessed with it down the road?
Probably not a lot, but
I just wonder what got her fascination.
She
that
hears
high
about
with
it and looks it up. I mean, think about, like, you know, me being really into different serial killers and
learning about them and everything.
That was way before I was born.
I wonder what that is all about. Trust me. I get scared, actually.
Hold on a second. Your mic isn't on. Go ahead.
I said, yeah, I feel like it's just like the same thing. Like, I feel like a lot of people who are into like serial killers or murders or something like that, they normally have one that they're like, is their favorite or is like that they're most fascinated. I mean, they wouldn't go to like the lengths that she went, obviously.
Yeah,
but
she took it to a different level.
According to scientists in Iran, Alex, the reason you have allergy problems and they could be easily fixed is because you're waiting to get pancakes flipped until you're married. They say that a great way to make your hay fever and other allergy symptoms a lot milder is to flip pancakes. They say that it makes the blood vessels in your nose and eyes constrict, which helps reduce your congestion. So you're welcome.
Yeah, that's not going to help me.
So I really hope my parents aren't listening right now, but I had an ex-boyfriend. And he would just say that it was like the cure-all for anything. Like if I was like, oh my gosh, I have a headache. He was like, well, you know what fixes that? Or I'd be like, oh my gosh.
You fell for that?
Yeah.
Well, as far as a headache, it might because of the blood moving and stuff. But that actually is true.
He said like the headache, like if I had a stomach ache.
Yeah, that
like
was a guy was just trying like to get it sad, on.
If no, I couldn't, he's
like,
right.
And if I couldn't focus like to study for a test.
I can't like, believe anything, you were like, okay.
Anything I would say... He was like, wait, you know what cures that?
How did he get away? How'd you let that one go? He sounds really smart.
He dumped me. It's a long story.
Well, I mean, no offense, but I can see why, because he had to keep on explaining all these things to you. I mean, didn't you learn? And this is something that I think we all struggle with. I wonder what you guys do. A new survey out says the average person says they only get about 43 minutes of, quote, me time a day. According to the new survey, the top preventative things making that happen, too much noise, there's too much work, and too much stress. People say a lot of stuff in the news gets them going, too. I don't know, like, how much me time I have. Like, my wife thinks I have all day because when I'm home between maybe 11 a.m. or 1 p.m., just depending on when I get home on an average day, sure, I have the whole day, but I feel like I don't. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like I don't have me time. Am I the only one here?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I get me time.
Yeah, I definitely have me time.
What do you
and
do?
I like
what's your me
time?
What is it?
If you're watching Netflix or enjoying a podcast that you want to listen to or going to get a massage or hair appointment, like, beard appointment, whatever.
Even like a nap. I feel like it's considered me time.
Absolutely.
I can't, like, I think it's the phone's the biggest problem. I can't just do one thing and enjoy it. Like, I can't just watch a Netflix show or an HBO show because I get distracted by something else and I never relax. I hate that.
I think that's a personal
that's a
problem.
Personal,
well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking. Pork Chop, what about you? Is your me time driving for Uber?
No, that is not me time. I like to relax and watch The Act on Hulu or the 911 TV show. Or I literally, you're going to laugh at me, but I play Candy Crush.
No, I don't think that's it. That's... I think like you enjoy that. Sometimes I'll just sit in my apartment and like play Sudoku for a little bit and like listen to a podcast.
Now,
and
I will
just
laugh
chill.
At that, actually, because I don't know how to play it and I've tried.
I love Sudoku.
Oh, I love it too.
How does it work? It's with the numbers, right?
Yeah, it's like really easy. It's not really hard.
Oh, okay. Great. I don't shame you for things you don't know. this is food time now for Joe's Need to Know News. Carl's Jr. has announced their special 420 offer, a CBD-infused burger.
Nasty.
What? No way.
How is it nasty? Have you had CBD oil?
Yeah, I actually have, and it's actually very disgusting. So, Alex, you were right.
I used to eat the roach in high school, so anything marijuana tasty, I'm not a fan of.
They have all kinds of CBD oil out there. Like, there's so stuff gross. That tastes like that. Yeah. There's stuff that tastes like blueberry.
Now, that was me. I actually fell for that. Hearing some rumor that if you did that, that'd get you
Dude,
more high.
I had friends who, before homecoming, we had dinner at like their parents' house, and they had it out, and their parents came into the room, so they didn't know what else to do besides eat it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just eat it. I mean, well, it makes sense. You could put it into, like, a brownie. Well, speaking of Carl's Jr., they're the first to release the CBD-infused burger, and it's going to be sold in Denver. Get it? Their name will be the Rocky Mountain High. It's a cheeseburger delight. It's going to have two beef patties, pickled jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, topped with Santa Fe sauce, infused with 5 milligrams of CBD.
That's so shocking, but
it's not going to get you high, though. It won't actually get you high.
But it's brilliant marketing. You're in a city and a state where it's legal. It's 420. I mean, they're honestly a step above everybody else. That's really, really genius.
Vlasic pickles, are they not the best pickles in the world?
Love them.
Do you
I
like this
pickles.
Then? Do you like this? Vlasic is set to release pickled chips. The company announced they are developing the chips made entirely of pickles. It's also working on single serve pickle
Whoa.
Slices.
You would like that because you're obsessed with pickles.
I am down with the pickle.
I would actually be so down for that. I've had like the Lay's flavored pickled chips, mm-hmm. which are so good. But an actual like pickled chip I can get behind.
Anything pickle. Do you like pickles, same. Alex?
No.
Oh my gosh, they're so good. I love me pickles.
Me too.
Cucumbers, not so much, but pickles, they're dope. Okay. It's nothing to do with Canada, but this is bull crap. This is happening in Indiana, in Fishers, Indiana, is where I get this police report from. This is talking about people have been injured, and you're not allowed to do anything about it. Fishers, Indiana Police Sergeant Tom, I believe it's Wigger, says people should not try to strike back at geese when they attack you because two people have been attacked by geese in the Walmart parking lot.
For some reason, the animal felt threatened and decided to attack these people. These animals are considered an endangered species. They are highly protected. You cannot harass them, engage them, or try to assault them in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, an endangered species?
You know why it's endangered? Because it tries to attack people.
Yeah, you see one of those things. You never just see one of those. You see one, and then you look around, and there's 800 more.
Maybe people wouldn't try to attack them if they weren't such a-holes.
Oops.
I live in Fishers, and it's true that they are taking over the city because my apartment complex is filled with them.
She sounds like an old white lady.
I'm serious.
Every time I go out, there's
have to be careful I don't hit one when I'm driving. They're crazy everywhere.
Yeah, there's honestly geese everywhere right now.
That's absolutely insane. So just so you know, now you know. And finally, today it's National High Five Day. Who's celebrating? Who's doing the high fives?
Yeah. Not a fan of high fives.
Why? What do you prefer?
I just prefer to just give a nod and walk away. And I prefer absolutely no physical acknowledgement. Yeah, just like
give me some of that. Lip. That was solid.
I just want to be left alone. The flu, you know, the flu's been going around.
I couldn't really reach your hand, Joe.
But I feel like the slap you gave Pork Chop, I can feel it too. That was a solid one. Okay. So celebrate that. And today is also International Amateur Radio Day, a.k.a. The Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I was going to say a.k.a. podcasters.
Oh,
I wish.
I was going to say a.k.a. me.
I wish I was a podcaster. Have these podcasters out there make more money than we do.
Oh, for sure.
Man, we need to get into podcasting. The Joe and Alex Show now concludes. We're done forever. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online at joeandalexshow.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I want to know, where did you wake up when you had a hangover? You're like, well, how the... where am I? 833-JOE-ALEX. Share your stories with us. 833-563-2539. This guy woke up hungover in someone else's house, and he's like, oh my gosh, I made myself noodles. The guy went out to a house party in Glasgow. This happened in Ireland. I actually got to go there on my honeymoon a couple of years ago, and he had a bunch of drinks, and then he remembered very little. He woke up to find himself on the couch in what he assumed was a party house, like where he got crazy.
Yeah.
He tried to make himself a pot of noodles with a very confused couple in the room, and the guy said they woke him up going, hey, who are you? And he's like, well, what are you talking about, man? I'm for the party last night. And the girl's like, dude, we did not have a party here last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Then the alarm out in his head, like the alarm went off. He's like, oh, you didn't? Okay, I'm sorry about that. But they were actually really cool to each other. I think people in Ireland are probably a little more low-key. Like, if you do that in America, it's like, hey, what are you doing in my house? Sorry. You're just dead. But I have a story, and it's so embarrassing, and I want everybody else to share if they got one, too, where they just woke up the next morning like, how the heck did I get here? It's the first time I really ever went drinking at a college, because I didn't go to college. I went and visited my buddy Brandon. I grew up in Michigan. I went to a college called Ferris State, and they're a very big party school because there's not much else to do up there except for, well, drink. So I ended up somehow waking up naked. My clothes was missing, so I was just stuck under this blanket on the bottom bunk. Now, I remember parts of it that I blacked out in, that they put me up in the top bunk that night before, so I must have fallen out. But I got drunk. I just was pre-gaming hard. I did a bunch of shots of Fireball. It was just a hot mess, and that was kind of my story of waking up. But I had to wait for like 3 hours till they finally came and got me. Like, oh, man, you were so drunk last night. So that's kind of where I passed out at.
Porkchop has a story that he is hesitant on sharing, but I'm insisting he share, but he's too humiliated.
I mean, I don't know. I don't like to talk about it because I was underage.
Oh, God. When has age ever been a stopper for you?
Oh, I don't know. And being from New Jersey, there's like a lot of, there's like a lot of traffic, and it's densely populated. There's a lot of homeless community. It was during the summer, and I fell asleep outside and woke up under a bridge next to, I guess, like a hobo.
Did you guys like have any kind of relationship that night? Did you have to be like, hey, how do I get in touch with you?
Me and my friends were drinking at a park. I'm not sure how I ended up.
Doesn't sound like good friends if they let you hook up with
that
a hobo.
Honestly, like, kind of scary.
Hobo hookups.
That's terrifying that you were just slapped, like, outside.
Yeah, I know.
Well, one time...
Well, I mean, people do it all the time.
I woke up on the porch of my... There's, like, a little bench outside of my sorority house, and I woke up, like, sleeping on the bench because it's not that I, like, didn't remember how I got there. I very well remember me coming home at 3 o'clock in the morning, realizing... I left my keys at the bar and pounding on the door of our sorority house for, I swear, it felt like an hour. And our doorbells were broken at the time. And it's a 3-story house. And no one heard it. So I literally slept on the bench outside of my sorority house. And then I also have a friend who woke up, blacked out, woke up in a different city at a random sorority girl's house.
How do you get to a different city? That's the scary part.
Yeah. I was wondering if anyone, I was thinking, oh, I guarantee somebody's woken up in a different city, but has anyone woken up in a different country? That's crazy.
I could see that because, like, mine's a rarity, though. I grew up in Michigan right by the border to Windsor.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah, so that's possible. But, yeah, like, how do you do that? Madison chimed in on our Twitter. It's at Joan Alex Show. Give us a follow if you're not already doing so. She said that she was at a bar called Brothers. It's in Broad Ripple in Indiana. And she says, I remember being in there, and I was dancing. I was having such a good time. Then I woke up in bed naked the next day, and I don't know how I got there.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I feel like somebody took care of you, Madison.
That's
like, here you
often.
Go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you got a story, why don't you hook a brother or sister up and let us know where you woke up when you were passed out. My story, though, I wish I could get into more details, but it's really embarrassing. Just waking up in a pile of nakedness. It was in a girl's dorm room, too. I don't know if I mentioned that.
So embarrassing.
But I was like, this is not my buddy Brandon's place.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Should this guy call off the relationship? Like, should he end it after what happened? Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This guy wrote something. I'm going to kind of read what he said. My girlfriend of the past 3.5 years told me that she went to her sister's wedding without me. Like, that was kind of planned out. It was last weekend, and she ended up seeing her ex and kissed her ex. Now, she didn't make out, she's saying, but it was a kiss. So I assume there's some passion to it. But she also claimed she was drunk. Now, this guy feels devastated, and he's not even sure if they should continue on the relationship because he actually said, I had a trip planned for us coming up later this month to go to Spain, and that's when I was going to, you know, pop the question and ask her to marry me, and she was aware that we were going to be doing this. I don't know about if she knew the proposal was actually coming, but she knew there was a big romantic trip to Spain that was just a month away, and, you know, she said, that's all I ever want. That would be so great. And he said, well, now that this happened, I don't know what to do. I'm so hurt. So 833-JOE-ALEX, the girlfriend of 3.5 years here, goes to a wedding. Obviously, that's cool. He went, you know, knew that she'd go without him and ran into her ex and kissed. He's kind of wondering, do I propose now? Do I continue on with this? He says that they live together. They have a dog. They built a life together, which means a breakup would make it even more difficult. You, first of all, should never stay in a relationship just because it's going to be an awkward separation.
There's no reason
to stay around.
Don't move in with somebody unless you're married, because this is the crap that happens. Now you have to divvy it up. It's so much harder. I mean, that's a personal opinion, but that's why I have never done that, because that's what I'm terrified of, is this happening. I think before he makes a decision, he has to read her text messages, because no girl is going to kiss her ex-boyfriend and they don't discuss it afterwards. Word on text. So I think he'll be able to see what all happened.
You think?
Yeah, I think he should look through her phone.
You're saying that she's going to talk to the ex-boyfriend about it?
I know. Yes. I have plenty
That's
of friends
true.
That have, like, at bars kissed their ex or made out with their ex, and then they, like, literally don't talk to him for another 2 years.
Really?
That's
they
what
don't
I'm saying,
talk
like-
about it afterwards. Now, I did that when I was single. I did that, like, in college. Me and my ex made out at a bar. I hadn't seen him for a year. Saw each other drunk that night, made out with him at a bar. Next day, I haven't talked to him since then.
How many exes have you made out with while you've been with Jewel Daddy right now?
Zero. That is the only ex I have ever, like, gone, like, back to and had kissed after we've broken up. Because once we're broken up, I'm like, no, that's it. Like, you can't pass go. You lost your chances.
I don't like it. I'm not saying it's like, it's cool. It's just a kiss. You can do that at every wedding. No. Like, whether it's a passionate makeout or a kiss, it's still intimacy. But I feel like my double standard of asking for forgiveness and never forgiving Lindsay, my wife, I think I could look past a kiss. I would be really hurt. I wouldn't just be like, oh, it's fine, don't worry about it. But I don't think I would, if I was dating her and I really loved her and I was going to propose to that woman, I don't think I would call it off. No, he's saying one thing too, Alex. He's like, I don't know if she's going to be faithful to me anymore. If she did that, like he said, he's always going to have doubts. And in that case, if you're going to have doubts, I would just assume, all right, man, if you can't live your life that way, then just end it. But I don't think that means she's going to cheat on him again necessarily.
Here's the solution. He needs to have her do some colonial chores. That'll teach anybody a lesson. Yes. Have her wash their clothes by hand, churn some butter. That's really hard work, and she'll never make this mistake again.
Oh, that sounds like a fair punishment. Elise, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up? What do you think?
Hi. I was just wondering, like, how did he find out about the kiss, though?
I don't know. I didn't see that in the story. I'm sure somebody said something.
No, I'm sure she told him.
Because if she told him, I feel like there should be, like, a more boundary of a trust level there. Because if she would have, like, he found it on the sneak or something, then obviously question it. But
hashtag on the sneak.
I like on the sneak.
I mean, I think like she probably told him.
Yeah,
right?
Actually, I'm reading it again. She actually was drunk. She said she was drunk, but she told him like, "Hey, just so you know, I was drunk and I kissed my ex at the wedding I went to without you." So she didn't hide it. It wasn't like, "Oh yeah, I was gonna tell you about that." She told him. So I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I think it's still definitely a big deal because it is an ex. But I do feel like there should be that little bit more of a trust on his half of like you know trusting her. Because she told him, you know, and he didn't find out from like a friend or like a text message or, you know, she told him.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling in, Elise. We appreciate it. Around the room, let me ask then, hypothetically, everybody's in a relationship, yada, 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 yada. Pork Chop, your boy, Toy Chase, he's a hottie. I've seen him. We went to a gay bar before and you had to like put people away with baseball bats so they wouldn't get up on him. Yeah, he's drunk and he kisses another guy. Does that mean you guys are over, or are you going to give him another chance?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean...
Just kisses.
I mean, that's not cool at all. I would probably give him another chance, but, like, that's... Some things would be very different, because that's not cool.
Live the web girl. Jewel Daddy seems like a good guy. I have no problem with him.
If he kissed his ex just because I know who his ex is, and she's kind of... cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, it might be done.
So it seems like he has the same kind of attraction.
Ha ha ha, so funny.
All right, what if it was a random girl, though?
A random girl? I mean, I don't know. That, like, is devastating to even think about. I really have no idea what I would do in this situation because I have, like, gone back to guys that have cheated on me, and it's never ended well. So it's not like they've cheated on me again, but the relationship just turns to absolute trash after that.
Alex, wrap it up with you. What would you do?
You better take some churn and butter classes. Make me some toast. Mama wants her breakfast.
So is that a yes? As long as you feed her, it's going to be all okay.
That's right.
All right, we're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
In a recent Q&A, Sean meant, are you kidding me? 2 days in a row, my mic messed up for this garbage.
Why don't you try pouring some apple juice on
here,
it?
Here, is this better? No, it's still doing it, isn't it?
No, it's you're just... Yeah, it's that cord right there.
I mean,
I'm sorry this is so
it.
Damn boring to you, but it's like all I want here, and I sound like a little whiny baby, I know. You're like, shut up, Joe, nobody cares. I just want our equipment to work, because our show sucks anyways, but we're trying to make it sound less sucky. Listen to that.
Send an email for us. To our managers, saying,
if our ratings are down more than usual, this is why.
Please get Joe and Alex the things that they need. Thank you.
Hold on a second. Hey, go ahead. I actually continue on with your garbage, even with the bad mic. I have a solution for you. I'm going to get it fixed,
no.
But continue. Oh, you want it to be bad?
Well, no, I don't want it to be
no,
bad.
No, I said I have a solution.
What?
No, continue. I'll take care of it. Just trust. Will you trust me?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
In a recent Q&A, Shawn Mendes was asked what his skincare routine was, and his answer totally shocked people. So he said, my skincare routine, I'm not lying when I tell you guys, I just don't wash my face.
There's no way that's true. He's kidding.
I meditate a lot. I think skin is very based off of how you're feeling. You could rub dirt on your face, but if you're happy, you won't break out. If you're unhappy or sad or stressed, that's when you break out the most. Just do everything that will make you happy. Let me tell you something, Shawn Mendes. My skin looks like absolute crap right now.
It's because you're stressed out there, poop
no,
face.
No, stress does contribute to breakouts a little bit, but just being happy or sad is not going to completely change change your skin. That is such crap. So now people are posting memes and making fun of him because that was the stupidest thing that he could ever say.
I want to try something new. Go ahead. Try this. This is a brand new way I have for you to be on the show. Go ahead and give it a try right there, Alex. Right
here. Talk on the phone.
Damn it. Just pick it up. You ruin all the fun. You give away all the clues. Go ahead. Try it right now. Let's see how the garbage sounds.
Lord made a special appearance at a benefit concert, Christchurch, New Zealand, for the victims of the Christchurch mosque attacks on March 15th. He's a New Zealand native and covered the Simon and Garfunkel classic, The Sound of Silence.
Blogger Eric Butts, who posts very emotional reaction to the Star Wars movie The Rise of Skywalker trailer. So people on social media have been making fun of this guy because he got so emotional. Here's a clip. It makes me emotional hearing him get emotional.
Oh, it's gorgeous. What? No, the Emperor. Yes. Oh my God. How do they make this more and more epic every time?
So Mark Hamill posted, "Thanks for sharing your amazing reaction to the trailer. It was inspiring to see you transformed with joy and anticipation of the movie. Why anyone would ridicule someone so passionate and clearly enjoying what he's seeing is beyond me." And Pink and Imagine Dragons will perform at the Formula One 2019 United States Grand Prix this November. According to the press release, Pink is set to perform on November 2nd, and Imagine Dragons will perform before. Previous performers who've taken the stage were Taylor Swift, Justin Timberlake, Bruno Mars, Britney Spears, and Elton John. Coming up in less than an hour, Beyonce's shocking diet and pregnancy secret.
I thought that sounded pretty good. I think it sounded better than your microphone. Maybe we'll do that every day. We'll just have Alex call in on my phone.
I was going to say, if I can just
do the show like this, that's awesome. I'd love to just stay home, and then I can just call.
Oh, I can't even tell that you're on a phone, to be honest with you. It sounds like you're right here. It's crystal clear.
I think I like the junky mic better.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? Sometimes the radio, you got to try new things. Alex, sorry. Pork Chop's videoing the phone bit, so you got to give me my phone back.
Yeah, well, we should use a different phone, maybe.
Phone, maybe.
Because the echo is messing me up.
Here's a...
See, Joe, your signal's serious. Crap.
Well, you got Alex, we tell callers, you got to put your mouth right up to the phone.
It's on a... Listen, if you care about this show at all, and how we sound, and us being on the air... Joe and Alex, get this trend.
Yeah, you're okay, that did. Yeah. Jesus. See what happens when you talk directly into the microphone? Wow. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brenda.
Hey, what's up? Did you want to call in with the garbage too?
Your phone sounds good.
Yeah, you sound really good.
No, I was going to comment on that kissing your ex.
Oh, hold on a second. I got to move the show along, but I'll talk to you in a second. We're already going to get in trouble for being late. There's so much we're in trouble for today. I would say today we're probably like out of a 1 to 10, we're working on a 3.
Yeah, no, but it's interesting, you know. I think people like to hear the inside what's going on, you know.
Do they?
Yeah.
You would think that when you have a job in radio that like the number one thing they would make sure that you had to do your job was a microphone that worked. That's what I mean, isn't that crazy? You never know, man. Just behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. I mean, we can start a GoFundMe. Look how much money they raised for Notre Dame. Notre Dame. We just have to set this building on fire. Oh my God, that's not a bad joke. Nobody died. Get over yourself, Pork Chop. You're way too butthurt. Mm. Okay, check it out. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, if my mic doesn't go out, what are we going to do? I don't know. Ask Alex. Can you tell me a little bit more about this, Alex, on your microphone?
Oh, there's a mom and daughter that have teamed up to try to make some extra money, and the way that they're doing it is so bizarre to me. You're going to love it and also hate it.
Okay, it's coming up in less than 7 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Don't go anywhere. Ask Alex, really easy to be a part of. All you got to do is email the show. It's joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also DM us, Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow, @Joe and Alex Show. kind of a cute little name here, very unique. Poppy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hello.
Hi.
So why are you on the show today for Ask Alex?
Hey, so I'm calling. Well, I love you. I love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I wanted to come to you guys for a little bit of advice. My mom and I kind of got ourselves into something, and I wanted to see what you thought.
Okay.
So this is going to be a little bit shocking, but I've started selling nude photos to guys I've met on Tinder for a little extra cash.
Nice. Wait, you're how old are you?
I'm old enough.
Okay, I'm like, yeah, 14. Nice. Okay.
No.
Okay. Cool. That's an interesting thing. Is there actually a market for that? I mean, I'm, Lindsay, if you're listening, I'm not on any kind of a dating app, so I wouldn't know about that.
Well, yeah, so I was on Tinder, and this guy that I matched with, he asked for some nudes, and I just kind of, it just came to me, and I replied, and I was like, well, I only if you Venmo me $10.
Get it, girl.
And he did.
Okay.
So $5 a boob, or is this full body? What are we working with for $10? What does my money get
me? Full body.
Wow, that's, I feel like you could raise the price. Am I wrong?
I think $10 is pretty good. Considering porn is free.
What I'm doing right now, like
true,
amateur.
True.
Yeah.
But it's real life. That's even like, as a guy, it's, I feel like that's even hotter. Okay, continue. Sorry, I'm sidetracked. Alex, you're going to have to keep me on track this morning.
So
she's naked.
So this guy obviously was interested. He Venmo'd you the $10.
Yeah. So I thought, I could use some extra cash and that this would be a good side business. I'm a nurse full time, but, so this is a good way to provide some extra cash. And so, obviously, I'm a like-minded businesswoman and I want to keep improving. And, so I noticed the angles, doing it yourself, totally sucks. And that you really need to have someone else take your photo in order to get the right angles. Mm-hmm. And so I could eventually charge more. So I asked my mom to start taking these photos for me.
Okay. Wow, you're right. That is a little bit shocking. I don't think I could ever get comfortable enough with my own mother to let her take my nudes for me.
I just wouldn't let my mom take my nudes for me just for the fact that I know she'd probably have her finger kind of in the picture a little bit. She's really bad at taking the picture. It's always in the camera.
They'd all end up blurry.
Yeah, but come on, Mom.
Well, I get that, and I know that's a little weird for some people, but I don't know. I'm a grown woman. We're close. It's fine. And she totally got into it. She appreciated the business aspect of what I'm doing. And so, I've made enough money at this point. I'm making a couple of extra $100 a month, enough to, cover extra expenses.
Jeez, okay.
That's a lot of fun money there.
Yeah, and so now my mom wants to get in on the business, and she wants me to take her photos.
Wow.
How old's your mom?
She's young enough.
She's old but young enough.
Well, but my point is, I wonder if your mom's in her 50s or 60, 60, let's say she's 60. I bet you there's an audience and those older men might have more of a disposable income that, I'm not saying she's hotter than you, but she might get more money than you do for these photos.
There's a GILF movement. Guys are into GILFs. Grandmas,
Well, there's GILF grandpas, too. I mean, let's not act like ladies don't like grandpa. Is that a Werther's in your pocket? Maybe it is.
So for sure, I totally get that, and I want to appreciate that, but it is, now we have reached a point where it's a little weird, and I just want to, be able to get more comfortable behind the camera to help her to, return the favor.
I have a couple of suggestions.
Wait, pork chops, you take nude photos with your mom?
Not at all. Okay. And now I actually don't know anything about this, I promise, but I just know about it because I follow people on Instagram and sometimes they post a little link in their bio and it says something called fans only. And allegedly that's some sort of website where I think you might post nudes and allegedly they make a lot of money. So that's something you could look into. And then maybe once you're making that much money, you could hire a photographer. That's my suggestion.
Unless I just feel it's so weird in general that you got your mom to take nude pictures of you, let alone now your mom wanting you to take pictures of her. And instead of being I'm making a mistake. What do I do? You're like, how do I get her? How do I get more comfortable in doing this? Like, I can't even believe that in the first place. You don't think this is weird as hell?
I feel really bad. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number, 833-563-2539 to bring this up. But Alex, just to people that don't know, maybe you're not into this or doesn't make as much sense because you've talked about it on the air before. You don't really have a close relationship with your mom.
I don't even see how, like, someone that is close with their mom could do this.
Well, and I'm not to beat a dead horse, but you don't see it because you don't have a relationship. I think if you had a closer relationship with your mom, you'd be like, this is a good idea.
Is this not that weird? Is this not that weird if you have a close relationship with your parent, 833-JOE-ALEX?
Now, if she was doing, like, adult film stuff, yeah, like, that's a lot. But, I mean, you come into this world naked, right?
You know why? You know why it's not weird to Joe? Because he's so cheap, he would want to save money. And he'd be like, yeah, Mom, let's do it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. That's very true. Sometimes you got to shower together to save the money.
Yeah.
All right, Poppy, can you hang on the line and we'll kind of see what people think about this? If you're kind of a weird, like Alex, you're leaning towards weird on this one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it is. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539 is the number.
Samantha on Twitter said, selling feet pics is way easier. And then Christian said, check my DM, y'all, with the winky face. So I am terrified.
Definitely
not going to check your DM, Christian.
Yeah, unless it's a girl, then maybe I'll check it. All right, hang on, Poppy. We'll talk to you next year. It's Ask Alex on the Joe and Alex Show. Ask Alex, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Poppy, who is a nurse. We won't say where she works at, but to make a little bit of extra money, she just had a guy reach out and say, hey, can you send me a nude photo? She's like, yeah, $10. Send me the money.
And he did it.
Yeah, well, of course he would. He's a guy.
So then she started doing it for everybody. She just sells nudes, and she realized that her mom can, if someone else takes pictures, then it's better angles. So she asked her mom to do it. She agreed. And now her mom has seen how successful it's gotten. And now her mom wants Poppy to take pictures of her to sell naked.
833-JOE-ALEX is our number. It's 833-563-2539. Poppy, we got some people ready to talk to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go to Taylor this morning. Hey, Taylor, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hello. So my mom and I are super close. I personally could never, but in saying that, I'm sure the mom felt a bit uncomfortable at first, but she was trying to be supportive. So in that aspect, I feel like Poppy should help her mom. Because in a sense, it could help her with her own self-worth and maybe even give ideas and even build their relationship even closer.
Yeah, girl, I can't imagine.
I can't imagine having someone take nude photos of you and selling them, how that at all helps your self-esteem or self-worth. That would make me feel worse.
You're proud of your body. You're like, yeah, look what I got.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Taylor. Corin, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're also on with Poppy. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Alex was saying something about it was kind of weird, which, I mean, I could see how that could be, but I actually am really close with my mom, and I had a boudoir photo shoot done, which is like lingerie photos, and some of them were nude. My mom was there, and she was helping me the entire time. She was helping with the pictures, helping get me dressed. Well, undressed.
That is so awesome. Now, do you have any of these photos you could DM us?
Oh, my God. Inappropriate.
I have 300.
Oh, wow. Narrow it down to, like, your top 100. But for real, though, maybe one or two. We'd like to see them on a DM. Just Joe and Alex Show.
Joe would
Instagram.
Like to see them. Give out your own app.
Joe Pesh Radio. But I don't see it. Do you know what a boudoir is? I think they can be very sexy. It's not like, hey, look at my, you know, my stuff.
Yeah, they're normally pretty tasteful, you know. But some of them were a little risque, but
I would like to see the risque one. Joe Pesh Radio, hook a brother up. All right, well, that's very interesting. Thank you for calling in. I wonder if more people feel like that. Is that good to hear, Poppy? Like hearing stuff like that?
Yeah, oh my gosh, absolutely. It helps ease my mind when it comes to this whole thing.
Well, Roman on Facebook, if you search for Radio Now, says Poppy is being selfish as hell. Let mom in on the fun and cash in. If she's got to see her little girl in the nude selling her pics, then so can Poppy.
All right, Martina, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're also on with Poppy. What did you want to say?
I don't know. I love my mom, but I still wear a towel getting out of the shower, if that makes any sense. Like, I know that that's a close bond between parent and child, but maybe since you're making so much money, pay for her photographer.
Why are you so embarrassed of your body, Martina?
You know, I'm not, but I grew up with brothers, so that door was shut and locked, and I just think that there's just some kind of privacy about it that once you, like, once you become a woman or whatever it is, there's just kind of something I don't want to share with my mom anymore.
Like, I don't want to be nude in front of my mom anymore or just in general in front of people because I got a small ding-dong. Other than that, like, if it was, like, normal or big, I'd have no problem with it. But I think we're being way too uptight about things. Just real talk. That's my opinion. Thank you for calling in. Let's get one more person on the phone for you, Poppy, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Michaela, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say, Poppy, I don't think this is weird at all. Like, if to make some extra money, that's awesome. And I'm really close with my mom. I show her my body all the time. Like, not just randomly, but like when I have
show her my body all the time.
Can you explain that in context? Like, what are you showing her?
No, like, see, like, I just recently got my first Brazilian wax, and I showed it to her because I think it's amazing, and I just like her to see it and like her opinion on stuff. I don't know.
I want to have kids so bad, but I just worry every day doing the show. I don't know if I can bring a kid into this world. It's just too crazy. It's too crazy for me.
You don't want to see your child's body. Okay, that sounds weird, but you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean. And like I said, I feel like a jerk. I really do, but I'm trying to keep transparent. Alex, I think if you can repair the bond with your mom that you don't have, I think you guys would show each other Brazilians all the time.
This is so, so sick. Sick and twisted. Y'all are sick and twisted.
Of course.
You guys should be friends.
I love you guys.
thank you, Michaela. Once again, Joe and Alex show, you can send us Brazilian photos too. Poppy, I hope we helped you a little bit today.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I feel so much better.
I can't believe every time I think everyone's going to say, yeah, no, this is so weird, so awkward, don't do it or whatever. When we do an Ask Alex, everyone comes to the defense. It's like, it's normal.
You're such a prude, Alex. You got to loosen up a little bit around
Unreal.
Here. All right. If you ever want to be on Ask Alex, email us joanalexshow@gmail.com. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And we're going to do a little, lesson in communication this morning. What exactly is going on here?
So the CIA director, Gina Haspel, has a special way that she communicates with President Trump to get him to listen. She kind of, there's a rumor, according to the New York Times, that she has to rely on her skills of good listening, empathy, and an ability to connect to get her message across at the White House. So she's talked, supposedly, what she has to do when it comes to, like, important matters is that she'll kind of, like, whisper almost and talk in, like, a softer voice to him. Like, he's more apt to be receptive to what she's saying if she talks to him that way than if she's like, President Trump, you have to do this, this, and this. So anyway, it's just kind of a story that's been out there. And so it made me think of producer Porkchop, because his job as producer sometimes is he has to have hard conversations with both you and I, Joe. And so I thought it was funny because Joe and I have very different personalities and different ways of how we can take effectively constructive criticism. And so I wanted producer Porkchop to tell the listeners, like, total transparent, his special ways on how he has to tell Joe and I difficult conversations and things, like what he's learned on how to communicate with us.
I'm willing to hear this, but you better not hold back. I want to hear the truth.
Okay.
Don't be BSing.
I will tell the truth.
And even if you got time, throw Liv in there too, because God, that's got to be an amazing way.
Okay.
So what do you do, dude?
All right, so I'm going to start with Alex. So for Alex, no offense, like, sometimes you can be, like, kind of hard-headed and, like, kind of, like, ADD'd out and not paying attention.
Uh-huh.
So, and I know you like your CASA stuff, so I figured I kind of have to talk to you like I'm a lawyer, like, in a courtroom.
Okay.
So, like, I'm very direct with you.
Okay.
I'm very quick and short. And I also don't let you, like, if I ask you a question, I make sure that you have, like, a good yes or no answer. Like, I can't, like, if I'm telling you something, all right, I'm trying to think of an example.
Have to make sure I heard it.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, if I'm like, Alex, I don't like that. I can't, you know what? I just realized I can't really convey what I mean. I mean, like, I try to get an actual answer out of you, not like a yes or a no.
Oh, to make sure that I have a full understanding.
Yes.
So you want a more than a yes or no answer, kind of a descriptive, I understand because,
yes.
Blank, blank, blank.
You ask her kind of an open-ended question.
Thank you. That is exactly what I meant. Yes. Thank you, Liv.
Okay.
Yeah. Liv, maybe you should be the producer. You seem to be better at communicating so far in this segment.
That's what I meant. Like, I ask her open-ended questions, and that's to make sure she's paying attention. And then, Joe.
Yes, pork chop.
I kind of talk to you like you're a baby. Like, I talk very soft, very slow and quietly, and comforting.
And why is that?
Because
I'm a human being and have actual feelings, Alex.
Yes.
Because you're more sensitive.
I feel like I do. I feel like I hear Poor Jeff go, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Joe, I'm doing this because, and like he talks off, I get that. But
kind of like Gina to President Trump, she, it sounds like she kind of has to do the baby whisper to him too.
Yes. No, I wouldn't, I don't know if we're comparing those two, but I'm not trying to offend Joe, but I feel like because I'm kind of Pork Chop's like right hand man as far as like helping him get things done and producing. So I feel like a big way that he communicates with me is me finishing his sentences. Because sometimes Pork Chop can take a second too long to like get to his point.
It's like he's either like it's like a rat turning in a wheel, or he really is just afraid to say it. He's like, you know, like, I mean, it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, so he's trying to find like the most delicate way possible to say it, but sometimes it's just like, hey, this segment idea is not good. It's not going to get calls. We shouldn't do it. We're going to move this here.
That's what I wish producer Pork Chop would say sometimes, but instead he'll be like, well, I just don't know if this is the best idea.
What am I trying to say?
So who's the most difficult to communicate to when the pressure is on the show?
Be honest.
In the heat of the moment.
Don't look at me because I just said that. Liv, when the pressure is on, I run and go do whatever you tell me.
Because you're always in the bathroom.
Well, Alex is too. She almost missed the last segment taking a dump.
Okay, here's the thing. I will say, I had dairy on Sunday and my stomach has been a wreck all week long. So, but other than that, I feel like I'm really not in the bathroom that much.
Yeah, no, I was just kidding. Oh. And the look on your face was priceless. I would have to say Alex, unfortunately, because at least Joe, like when I talk, he listens. When I talk, I'm not sure if you're listening or not. And it looks like you're not.
So what do you have to ensure that you can make sure that I'm listening?
Ask you open-ended questions so you have to answer.
Besides that, what do you have?
I've got this little squirt bottle with water. Like, yeah. I use it for my cats.
Yep.
Like when they're doing something bad, I go, squirt, squirt. Oh, no.
And so he'll squirt me when he doesn't think I'm listening.
Here's my thing, though. It was brought in, and I thought that was a very like humane way to do it. But you don't spray Alex, and you should be out of water by now.
There we go. I had to change it.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he
really honestly does not spray Alex that much more than he could. And I think that this is the root of some problems. Pork Chop, don't be scared.
Right. No.
Just come out. Be blunt.
And change it.
No.
Mean what you say.
No.
Make it a very tight spray.
Oh my gosh,
so
that
it
is
hurts.
Like, no, dude, that.
No, that's how you get her attention.
No, it's got to be a miss.
No,
that's like
no.
An ounce
see,
of water.
You don't give her the discipline she wants. You give her the discipline that she needs.
Dude, I'm not joking. Each squirt is like 8 ounces of
what
water.
If,
it's
what
like
if,
a cup.
You're going to be hydrated and you'll be paying
oh
attention.
Oh my gosh, she's going to get soaked.
What if I hit a miss and hit the mic? It might fix it.
Yeah, everything's broken in our studio, so you couldn't really do any damage.
Yeah.
Why don't you give her one? Oh my God, you got it right in your eye, dude.
So many. That's so powerful. The mist is better.
She's going to bruise.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can join in this conversation because I really want to hear from you. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. The reason I'm laughing is because I did not expect what I saw yesterday. Because when I saw this, I was like, on you? Wow, that's absolutely insane. I ran into a girl yesterday, and she's a listener of the Joe and Alex Show, which is awesome. We love meeting different people. The thing that... I'm not mad at you, Alex. I'm just mad that your microphone still doesn't work, and we've tried to get it fixed for 2 days. I ran into this girl, and she's a Joe and Alex Show listener, and she just started talking, and it's weird, like I was just looking at her smile, because I noticed that about people, one of the first things I noticed, and I could just see something, and I was like, what's that on her lip? Like, is her, kind of like, almost like a duck face, like her lip was kind of
like
open.
She had a piece of food, maybe?
Well, it wasn't food, but I was like, I almost wondered, like, hey, there's something on your lip. Inside, she's like, oh, I have a tattoo. I'm like, oh my God, you have a tattoo inside of like your lip? She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, what does it say? She's like, I can't show you. It's so embarrassing.
Oh my God, what is it?
Well, I had to keep on going and going and going. She wouldn't even show me because I guess there are other people around. She showed me on her phone what the tattoo was.
Okay.
This girl's hot, by the way. And I can say that even though I got a wife. I'm just saying she's a drop-dead gorgeous girl, but she's very like, you know, like seems very conservative, like very close to the vest. You wouldn't be like a bad girl. Like,
does she
naughty.
Have a tattoo that says daddy or something on the inside of her lip?
The tattoo inside of her lip. And I want to know 833-JOE-ALEX about where you've got a secret tattoo. I want to know what it is and what it says. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. If you can call us now, it said, yeah, daddy.
I knew
How
it.
You know?
I'm psychic. I'm telling
you. Is that
you.
Real? Daddy, is that a thing?
Daddy is like one of, in the past 2 years, the word daddy has blown up. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's daddy. Like, people don't use the word hot anymore. They use daddy. Like, when I was in college, my last 2 years in college, no one called people hot. They just called them a daddy.
Liv, this girl, I'm just telling you right now, like, she's a beautiful girl. And it, like, this is hot to me. I think if my wife had this, I'd be like, oh yeah. She just pulls her, you know, like in the photo, she didn't do it in front of me. She would not do it in front of me. But I could see something was there, and it said, yeah, daddy. She pulled her lip down. I'm like, oh my God, that is so hot.
That was hot to you?
Yes.
I know about 5 girls with tattoos inside of their lips.
What? Okay.
I know so
I feel
many
like this
girls.
Is a,
and
833-JOE-ALEX, I feel like it's a rarity.
They would never be girls that you would, I mean, they're just like your typical sorority girls, like getting degrees in like engineering, finance.
What do they have tattooed, Liv? What's these tattoos?
There's 2 girls. One has swag. The other one has daddy.
Swag. And so it's literally?
Like, no. So it's swag daddy together.
That's
they got them drunk.
So
they got them drunk when they were in Panama. And then I think another one has like her nickname in her lip.
What's her nickname?
I don't even know what it is.
Pork chop. Not just because like you're bi, but I'm just wondering in general, like, because that area is probably seen more than mine is. Do you have like a tattoo between your butt cheeks at all?
No, I am actually not a fan of butt cheeks. I mean,
what
to say of tattoos?
Is there something you need to tell
sorry.
Us? Breaking news here on the Joe and Alex
That's
show.
Like universal.
Producer Porkchop confirms reports. He does not like butt cheeks.
Stop! I'm not a fan of tattoos on myself. Chase has one. I don't really mind. I don't want.
What is it?
Yeah, does he have a butt tattoo?
I would never admit this to him, but it is pretty cool. It's a huge lion on his like rib cage.
Oh, I hate that crap. Ew, that's so unattractive to me. I swipe left on guys that have big giant tattoos.
Well, wait, I haven't finished. It's a lion because he's a Leo. And like,
he's a Leo. Yeah, oh, my
August
22nd. 2 best friends are Leos.
And the mane of the lion, like, you know, the hair says Leo in it. And it is pretty cool. But I told him, I was like, don't get any more.
I would not be into that. Yeah, I wouldn't either. You know who ruined their perfect dad bod with a giant ass, stupid looking tattoo?
Post Malone. Dad bod?
Yeah, perfect dad bod.
Ben Affleck?
So good. Yes.
That Phoenix Rising
hideous,
sort of thing? Yeah.
Hideous. He ruined his entire body with that
I'll
tattoo.
Give you that. That is some tattoos make people look hotter or more attractive to me. Even guys like Adam Levine, I think, would not be as unattractive of a guy without his tattoos.
That is the worst thing I've ever seen. If you have no idea what Ben Affleck's giant back tattoo looks like, Google it.
I just don't think Ben Affleck, is even in his prime right now.
We're talking
like,
about
never...
daddies. Ben Affleck is daddy. He
no.
is the daddy of daddies.
I disagree.
Once again, Alex, also has daddy issues, so maybe she
yeah,
doesn't know.
True. Maybe back in the day, but not now.
Ben Affleck
Absolutely
is so
not.
Hot.
He has the most awkward body in the world. His legs are 2 toothpicks, and then he is so top heavy.
No, he's so hot, and he always matches his clothes to his Dunkin' Donuts drinks.
It's always so funny, like how Alex says something is hot and how something is so ugly. It's like,
okay, Meghan Trainor.
Obscure thing ever.
No.
A lot of people think Meghan Trainor is attractive.
One person, you know who they are? A ginger ex-child actor is who married Meghan Trainor because no one else would have her.
I don't like how you're throwing the G word out there like that. There's nothing wrong with that. No, wait.
If Meghan Trainor hears it, she's going to need therapy.
Hold on, but I'm wondering, wait, so Meghan Trainor's married. How is your relationship?
Ooh. I don't have a relationship.
Then don't fire shots at my Meghan Trainor because I'm going to put that up in your face all day, every day. All right, I guess Indy and Houston, you're kind of conservative this morning. We're not hearing anything about him.
I will say...
Nobody's surprised.
If we're talking about like weird tattoos, I know a guy who got 2 tattoos that are the actual size of his butt cheeks. Like, they're not just small. They cover every inch of his buttocks.
Does it say smack that?
No, one of them is a phi sign, like the Greek symbol phi.
Ew.
And the other one is the A for alpha.
Ew.
Because he's an SAE, and SAE is like what they say to each other is like phi alpha. No idea what it means. It's like secret. But he has a giant phi and a giant alpha on covering his butt cheeks. He got kicked out of the fraternity.
Oh, no.
Got kicked out of the fraternity like 3 months later for grades after he got it. And he'll have that forever, and it's covering his butt cheeks.
My buddy Greg, I didn't realize this at the time. It's kind of gross, but it's kind of funny, but I didn't realize what it was as a kid. My buddy's Greg, his dad had a tattoo. It was kind of hidden. You can only see it, like if his arms were inside, you didn't see it, but I saw it at the swimming pool. We were hanging out, and he lifted his arm up, and I was like, what is that? Because like by his armpit, there was like two ladies' like legs and fishnets.
That's disgusting.
I didn't realize what it was till later. I'm like, oh my God, okay. Like ladies' legs and fishnets with that right next to his armpit.
I met a guy on vacation, and my sisters like all thought he was super hot. He was like way too old for me at the time. And he had a chipmunk in his inner thigh reaching up.
I'm done.
Wait, you're telling me that would not be a swipe right, Alex?
That's hilarious?
Awesome. That you look for funny guys. That guy right there having the chipmunk going for the nuts?
No, it's not a swipe right. It's a divorce before you even date.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think you got to loosen up a little bit. Too tight this morning. Right, let us know on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show if you got one of those tattoos. But that girl still, like, if I ever run into her again, I cannot believe it says, "Yeah, Daddy."
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Beyonce's super strict diet has Twitter talking. On her homecoming Coachella documentary, the Formation singer revealed how she was limiting herself to no bread. This sounds like Live the Web Girl, let me just tell you. Limiting herself to no bread, no carbs, no sugar, no dairy, no fish, no alcohol.
No meat.
She said, bottom line, I'm hungry. What the hell does this woman eat? What is she eating? Liv, what is left?
Grass.
Literally, is it only vegetables?
Well, yeah, but like also if she's limiting herself to carbs, like vegetables are technically carbs.
So what do you eat though? I'm dead serious.
Water.
I literally don't understand what she's eating.
Because I was thinking understand. Like a cracker, no.
No.
I mean, maybe she's eating like
no fish, no meat,
stuff.
No dairy, no carbs, no sugar. I literally don't know what is left.
I don't think she's really counting. Yes, obviously fruits are carbs, but I don't think she's counting that as a carb compared to like, hey, I'm having a potato.
The thing is, Beyonce is eating the stuffing out of her couch cushions. Well, I don't know what else is left for this.
It really
to
will
eat.
Clear you out if you are backed up.
It's a lot of fiber, probably.
It'll
but. She had to lose like a ton of weight. She was 218 pounds.
Yeah.
When she gave birth she said to her kids.
Well, and you're taking away my garbage.
Hey, are you doing the garbage today? Hold on.
I was getting there.
I included that. Okay,
and that's when Liv the Web Girl hijacked
garbage. She said what
Liv
said. She said, I was 218 pounds the day I gave birth. I had to rebuild my body from the start. She had to cut her muscles back together, whatever. She said what people don't see is the sacrifice. And people took to Twitter to discuss this diet. Someone said, we all want a Beyonce body, but who's doing no bread, no carbs, no meat, no dairy, no sugar, no alcohol? And speaking of her pregnancy in her new Netflix documentary, Homecoming, she talked about the health issues she actually faced after giving birth to her twins in July of 2017.
My body went through more than I knew it could. I was 218 pounds the day I gave birth. I had an extremely difficult pregnancy. I had high blood pressure. I developed toxemia, preeclampsia. And in the womb, one of my baby's heartbeat paused a few times, so I had to get an emergency C-section.
That's why they had to sew her back together.
And Jeopardy host Alex Trebek announced earlier this year that he's battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which left him wondering about his future on the show. Yesterday, he posted a video announcing that he, I'll let him tell you.
The spookiest moment at the mansion probably was we were just.
Oh, dang. Well, I've got it over here. Let me see if this is it. Da-dun, da-dun, da-dun.
Some of you may recall that at the beginning of this season, I promised you that we had some surprises in store for you. Well, of course, I had no idea at that time that there were some surprises in store for me as well. I've always tried to be straight with you, and I'm not going to stop now. So despite what you may have heard, I'm feeling good. I'm continuing with my therapy. So I look forward to seeing you once again in September.
And Taylor Swift and Khalid will both perform at the Time 100 Gala on April 23rd. Both performers were also named to the list of Time's top 100 people or whatever. Last year, Jennifer Lopez and Shawn Mendes performed at the gala. Rumor is also that Taylor Swift will be performing her new single and debuting the music video for the track at the 2019 Billboard Music Awards on May 1st. Yes, Liv.
Are you done with the garbage?
No.
Okay, do your last story, and then I have one thing that I want to add.
Okay. And on the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon last night, Kate Beckinsdale showed off her very convincing fake sneeze.
I was really jealous of people who had allergies when I was at school. So people would sneeze, you know, 200 or 300 times and then get sent out of a science class. So I sort of worked up a really convincing sneeze. You want me to do it?
Yeah, let's see. Okay. You guys want to hear it? Here we go.
It's really good. Okay, ready? Because I give this sort of illusion that there's matter in there, and there isn't.
That sounds like something Alex would do just for attention. Like,
yeah, I thought that was genius. It sounded real. What did you want to share?
I just want to add, if you are not in works with a working with a doctor or a registered dietitian, don't try Beyonce's diet because you're going to kill yourself.
No, why not? Couch cushion stuffing and hangnails. That's what she's eating.
Try it at your own risk.
Yeah, that's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joanalexshow.com.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I hope you're having a good day. You can be part of the show by calling us anytime, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Social media, it's all the same. Instagram and Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. So ladies that have pushed out the baby, or maybe you know, had a little C-section, you went through that labor, you went through that pain. I want to know if you agree that this dad has a good point, or if you're like, yeah, we should be criticizing him. He's such an idiot because he's being criticized. He went on a rant about, you know, feeling left out while his wife was in labor. This is what he wrote, 833-JOE-ALEX. Currently having a newborn in the hospital waiting for his arrival. Just hit me that dad seemed to be invisible. Sat yesterday for 12 hours. I was never offered a drink or anything. I felt invisible. It was a disgrace and made me feel quite mad. In response, another man wrote, two things, tool belt. One, this experience should never be about you. You know, get over your little fragile ego. And he said, two, might I offer you a beverage? How about you get up and get your own? If you feel that invisible, take care of it yourself.
I agree.
I mean, come on, though. I mean,
you would sympathize with this douche. This guy
Why
sucks.
Would I sympathize because with you... this poor father going through so much, the stress? Like, okay, I understand the ladies get to carry the baby and deliver it. Like, I wish I could do that. I told Lindsay multiple times I wish I could carry our baby. But it's like the guy's like scared and he's alone.
Because he couldn't spend 10 minutes without his wife being there to answer every beck and call he had.
That's not what he said. He didn't say, I need some woman to do my woman stuff. He said, like,
yeah, he's like, nobody offered me a drink. Nobody worried about me. Obviously, he's used to his wife being able to do that. And when she's in labor, she can't do it.
So it's okay for women to be waited on hand and foot. But this guy, it's like, it's not okay. It sounds like a double standard to me.
When you're in labor also, yeah, this guy is like, I just got to sit there. Yeah, you just got to sit there totally fine and in totally intact human as the wife is going through contractions that are supposed to be one of the worst pains any person can go through. Their body is uncomfortable. They're sweating. They feel nauseous. They want to throw up. They have to get a giant needle in their back if they get in
epidural.
Like, there's just... Epidingus. I mean, yeah.
It's epidural.
She gets an epidural. He gets an epidingus.
Yeah. You get your butt up and walk to the vending machine and get yourself a drink.
All right. Well, a side note, too. My mom told me this. I think it was after my dad passed away. But she told me we were talking about somebody having a baby. She's like, did you know your father, he wasn't there when I gave birth to you? I was like, what? I guess he was like at some sporting event or something like that. So he wasn't even there.
After it was all said and done, if I got on my Facebook and I saw my husband write this status, he would be sleeping in the yard.
Oh, absolutely. He would be waking up every single time the baby needed a diaper change, every single time the baby needed to be fed, and also he would have to come in from the yard because that's where he would be
sleeping. Just don't understand. I understand that it's a lot to deliver the baby, whether it comes out or you get cut open. I understand that, but I don't understand the lack of compassion for this man. He's still going through the process, too. He still has emotions involved in this, and you guys are like, suck it up, be a man, you big baby. You don't care about this guy at all.
The doctors and the nurses take care of their patient. Their patient is the wife who is in labor, okay? Not the guy.
There's still people out there live in the waiting area. I don't expect the doctor like, hey, I just sewed her up. What do you need now? I'm not saying that guy to come into play, but the other people should be helping out.
No, like, what do you mean? I just don't understand.
The person that's behind the glass, like, sitting in the waiting room that controls the TV remote.
They're doing a bunch of other things.
No,
that's
they're
like
not.
The last thing on their mind. I have two nieces and a nephew. I have been through 3 childbirths with my sisters. Obviously, I was not, like, a part of it. I wasn't in the room when they were giving birth. But I was at the hospital all day long. From when they got there until the baby was delivered, I was sitting in the waiting room. And yeah, you know what? Sometimes it gets really boring, but you suck it up because of what the family member is going through, what the woman is going through. No one was asking me or my mom or my dad about anything because
you guys weren't the significant
irrelevant.
Other that created the baby. It's not about you. It's about like the two that made the baby.
It's about the woman at that point who is the patient. And like childbirth is not some like, oh, easy thing. Like, there's a million things that could go wrong. It is like actually like dangerous. I mean, obviously now with today's like technology and medicine, you don't have that as often, but like there are 1,000 things that could go wrong during a childbirth.
I'm trying to figure out how this guy comes back from this. I mean, I'd be saying my husband has to like buy a freaking billboard apologizing to me. He better buy me a brand new Louis Vuitton. Tiffany necklace. Like, I'm just trying to think of all the things. Like, this girl gets even more than just a push present.
Oh, absolutely.
Andrew, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What happened when the kid came into the world?
So I'm sitting there, I'm holding the leg like the dad should, and I'm waiting for this kid to come out. My wife's going through all this pain, and all of a sudden it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I couldn't do it. I went completely white, started to faint. I dropped her leg. The doctor looks at me and she's like, oh my God, are you okay? The nurses run over there. I'm on the floor. The doctor runs over there. So all these nurses and doctors are paying attention to what's going on with me and just forget about my wife. So all of a sudden, then my wife is completely like upset with me, mad for at least 2 months after that.
Whoa.
See, I feel like Alex and Liv are mad at you too because you had like a little bit of a shocking moment there. It's like, how dare you take away from the childbirth? It's not about you, Andrew, and your weak stomach passing out.
No, I don't care about the weak stomach, but yeah, it's half of the nurses maybe could have like catered to you to make sure you were all right, but half should have stayed with your wife.
Yeah, maybe gotten you some ice chips or something, like one nurse, one intern.
But Andrew, don't you feel like that men kind of get the short end of the stick sometimes? Like, we're there too, right?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes we do.
Did I appreciate you calling
even
in?
After labor, she's laying there, you know, all comfortable, getting, you know, pampered and whatnot. And the men got to take care of the baby the whole time while she's in recovery.
Andrew, you bring up so many good points, man.
Oh, no.
I appreciate you so much. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Live the web, girl.
Joe, I just want to also say something that might strike your heartstrings.
Go ahead. I like to be emotional.
Once a woman is in labor, like it start contractions, they can't eat until the baby is delivered. So my sister had like what a 15-hour.
Wait a minute! I don't believe that.
Hours.
Why can't you eat?
They can't eat anything.
No, you can. You just got to eat the placenta.
Ew, gosh. Well, that's after the baby comes out. Before that moment, you can't eat anything. The only thing you can eat is ice chips.
Brittany, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you're not mad at this dude, are you?
No, not at all. I've had 2 kids and. I would be upset that they didn't at least say, hey, you okay? You need anything? Like, just because, you know, it's scary for it. If he may have been a first-time dad, like, he's probably stressed out. Just, you know.
Alex and Liv don't care. They say, it's all about me. I don't care about my significant other's feelings. It's all about me.
In that moment, it is.
Look at me. I'm the center of attention. Not this poor guy who doesn't know what the hell's going on.
I mean, obviously, I would want them to treat my, like, husband or significant other with respect. But I mean, don't get all, like, upset about it and offended about it.
Natasha's on the Joe and Alex show. You got any kids?
I have 8 children.
Dang! Okay, we know what you like to do.
All natural, or are some adopted?
No, all for me.
Wow. Look at you
go.
And
no multiples.
Jeez, you got to be afraid to cough when you're pregnant. It's like, there's the baby.
Yes, we have a no-touch zone.
Okay. So what do you think about this husband?
Well, personally, I have to definitely shout out my doctors in my hospital because they do an amazing job with all of us all year round. Obviously, I guess we're celebrities now at this point. But I will say this. My husband knows that I am important and it's all about me. And literally, we praise our nursing staff and everything because of the care that they give us. But they do also offer him drinks and let him know where the snack rooms are. So he's like king.
See, it sounds like, you know what this is right here, Natasha, because you've been to the hospital so many times with the kids. It sounds like this is just a bad hospital that didn't take care of all the people involved.
I will agree with you on that because they do, like I said, they normally give everybody the law of the land. They offer my husband normally a pillow, a blanket. They let him know where his, like, basically pretty much where his area is, and then they tend to me. But I just feel like he at least should have taken in consideration that it is totally about her, no hard feelings towards him. But it's a lot. That
so
a woman goes
are you
through.
Going for 10, Natasha, or are you done?
So far, so good. Our youngest one is 1. Our oldest is 17.
Wow.
So I'm keeping my legs crossed. So we'll see.
Natasha, everybody says that, then they're like, and then I had 9 kids.
No, Natasha's goals, because she clearly married somebody with that good.
And but really quick, it's so cute, because there's a funny story behind this. I used to complain and say, after 5, number 5, I was like, can I say the H-E double hockey 6?
Yes.
Like, no, I'm not doing this anymore. So now I turned a new leaf, and I go, you know what, whatever, God. Far, no chick has hatched this spring, so we're good.
All right. Next baby needs to be Joe, Alex, or Liv. Don't call it pork chop, okay?
Hey, our girls all start with an A, so that's in the running.
Alexandra! Yeah, my name is Alexandra.
I got you.
or you could do Apple. That's a good one, too. Thank you, Natasha, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's wrap things up with Byron. Hey, Byron, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Oh, yes. Just listening in on what was actually being spoken about, and I think the dad does have a bit of a point. I'm a dad also, and I was in the delivery room for both of my kids, and the nurses, they did, look after me and make sure that I was okay also because, yes, I'm the dad, and it took my DNA to make that baby also. And, mom is very important. She's going through all of the tough work. I was right there beside her the whole time, never left her side. So it was a team thing. So, they looked after both of us.
Yeah,
so,
you know what?
That is important, too.
Byron, you got a good point. We have all these ladies out here acting like they're LeBron James or something, like they're the MVP of this. It's like, whoa, hey, we're a team here. Of course, Alex. It's all about you.
I want somebody braiding my hair. I want a freaking brunch spread. I want somebody rubbing my feet, singing to me.
The audacity that this guy had to post this on Facebook, like, after they went through the childbirth. Like, bro, shouldn't you be, like, happy you just had a baby? Like,
yeah,
why
I think he'd be happier if he didn't go through all that trauma.
God
bless him for sharing this. He's a brave man.
The husband has a point. He should have been told where the snacks are so that he could have gotten the grapes to feed his wife.
You guys are so out of here. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Yeah, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Happy 8th birthday, Zane.
Oh, you talked all over the Jonas Brothers song ending. I was giving it a pause. Who are you trying to say happy birthday to?
Happy birthday to Zane. He's 8 today. Him and his mom, Spooky. Love to listen.
That's really his mom. Okay, let's get into the dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I feel like this is the future of Pork Chop and his boyfriend, Chase. This is just down the road. A 48-year-old guy named Victor was out in Florida last week. That's where he lives. And his husband didn't know where he was. Well,
Victor.
He jumped to a huge conclusion and reported that, he must have been kidnapped. When cops showed up, they realized the husband was acting weird. So they said, hey, man, are you okay? You been drinking or doing anything? And they realized, he might be on drugs. And he said, yeah, man, I've been doing some meth. That's why he was so paranoid.
Don't trust Victor's.
Victor got home while the cops were still there. Victor's the good guy. Victor got home while the cops were still there and confirmed that he hadn't been kidnapped, and he said he was just at the store grabbing a drink. Well, that could have been a lie because he actually may have been dealing drugs. The reason why, cops searched Victor's bag and found six hypodermic needles, a pipe, and several bags of meth.
What did I tell you?
Now, here's the thing. He claimed it belonged to the husband, but they arrested him. He's facing charges for possession and paraphernalia. This does not sound like the future of Pork Chop and Chase.
No.
Pork Chop would never.
Never what?
He'd never get involved in any of that stuff.
Mm-mm. I feel like he's on drugs right now. You'd have to be to work with us. That's your dummy. Your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
I'm telling you, Pork Chop, you gotta think positive even if you're not feeling it. Do I do it all the time? No, but you gotta think positive, man.
Where was this yesterday, Joe?
I don't know. I'm weird. Like, I'm actually feeling more like myself. I'm off all of my medication now.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. But I'm feeling
too.
Weird, though. Oh, you're off the pill?
Yeah. It took me like a week to get off my like anxiety medication because I was on such a low dose.
Oh, it took me like 3 months. Wait. I mean, honestly, like they're like, this might kill you, but we're going to have to get you off of this.
How long have you been off?
Oh, a week or two. But it's, really? I just noticed my emotions are back now because I was listening like to I was in my ride the other day in my Jeep, and I was listening to like Joel Osteen, like some churchy stuff, and somebody started testifying, and I just started crying like
you
on the highway.
You're listening to him? That's going to put you right back in a horrible place.
Well, also, we can definitely tell that your emotions are back.
Yeah, they're back swinging.
Definitely tell.
And it's, sorry, one more thing. I was laughing because it's hard to keep a straight face when you have that piece of yogurt in your mustache.
Gross.
Where?
Like right here.
Don't ever, so Alex, nasty. You cannot do commentary on anything gross because you are the gross, seriously.
I don't have any food in my hair or my mustache.
You may
my
not,
mustache
but you are
is
so gross. Your mustache, it looks better. It was getting there the other day, but simply said, like, you can't critique me.
That's because I started using wax on the ends.
What are you doing?
I used wax on the ends of my mustache to get the little curly cue.
Oh, you like gel, like fashioning wax.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like you waxed
it off.
I
was wondering what you're using because I use like beard oil for my beard. Okay. Anyway, sorry, I got all on a big tangent. I actually wanted to talk about something really exciting. Death.
Oh, can't wait.
Awesome.
Okay. I don't know if this is creepy or what. I'd like to ask a dead person, but I don't think they could tell us. Apparently, when we die, we will know we're dead.
What?
According to new research, when we die, our brain keeps working, making us aware of what's happening around us. Basically, we know when we're dead. The new study suggests your consciousness keeps functioning after your heart stops beating and your body movements fail.
How do they know?
I don't know, but they're saying you're essentially trapped inside your dead body with your brain
no.
still working.
I'm already very scared of death. That makes it scarier.
No, that's seeing the light. You see a light. That's that, right?
Well,
that's
like a not car coming saying. To hit you? No, the evidence they're saying, there's evidence to suggest deceased may even hear themselves being pronounced dead by doctors.
That is so scary.
No, here's the thing. I don't believe anything anyone, even if you're a doctor or scientist, says about what happens to us after death. Because no one freaking knows because everyone's dead.
They're
it's not
saying
like
they figured
survey.
It out.
How? How in
listen,
the world would
listen,
they be able to figure that out?
Calm down there. Let me finish this. Jeez, don't die. Dr. Sam Perina says that that's exactly why people who have survived a heart attack later can accurately describe what was happening around them after their heart stopped beating. My dad, who is deceased now, unless he's faking it and just wants no contact with me, he's been gone for like 11 years. But before that, he was technically dead on the table. He had a bad heart his whole life, just a bad mitral valve. But he was dead. But he talks about, you know, I was gone because he did. He coded. He was medically dead. They had to revive him. But he came back and he talks about seeing my mom in the room, but he also saw his mom.
What?
In there. And she's like, pretty much like, it's not your time yet. So I think there could be something there that you might be dead, but you're still, you know, there. It's just so interesting. Let me just wrap this up in 833-JOE-ALEX, what you think about this. And I know it's a stretch, but maybe there's somebody, maybe you're listening to the Joe and Alex Show right now, and you've had an experience where you were clinically dead or you know somebody. They claim, like, guys, I knew what it was like to be dead. He said they'll describe watching doctors and nurses working. They'll describe having awareness of full conversations, of visual things that were going on that otherwise would not be known to them. His study is examining how long consciousness continues after the body is dead, after the death actually occurs. I think this is very interesting. It just would suck if you're like, oh God, please let me die. Let this end. You know, like what if it goes on for a little bit too long?
That's so scary, though, to be trapped in your own body, knowing what's going on and just desperately wanting them to know, I'm still here, but you can't because you're dead.
The biggest takeaway from this is that the only thing I need to do to have Joe never talk to me again is just to fake my own death. Who's in with me?
You know, all of us raise our hands.
You know, to be fair, if you and Alex want to fake your own death, I wouldn't be mad about it. Okay, that sounded really bad, didn't it?
Yeah, that's so mean.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We laugh, we play, we kid, we have fun here.
Now, if Porkchop was to fake his own kidnapping and never come back, I mean, I wouldn't say anything.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It is the Joe and Alex Show, and now is the time to text the word comedian. That's C-O-M. E-D-I-A-N. It's a long word today. We got to keep these simpler. To this number, 52140, comedian, like Adam Sandler's a comedian, to 52140 for your chance to win tickets to see Adam Sandler live at Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center Sunday, June 2nd. Tickets are on sale now, but why not win them right here on the Joe and Alex Show? So what's everybody got going on today? What are your plans, Alex?
Lash extension appointment.
Ooh. That's always exciting. Doesn't that take long?
Yeah, it is long. It's like an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Do you listen to like podcasts the whole time?
Yeah, listen to podcasts, take a lash nap, sleep.
Oh, you can sleep while they do it?
Oh, yeah, because your eyes are closed the whole time.
I know, but I always wake up in naps like... And like open my eyes, and I feel like they would.
Well, that would be
awkward.
Well, that sounds traumatic. Okay, Liv, what do you got going on today?
I have another dance lesson.
Ooh, dance,
yeah,
dance!
This is my third dance lesson. I'm so excited.
Now, what arcade do you go to do the dancing?
No, it's not an arcade. It's like a ballroom, dance place. And my teacher, London, said that I am so good. He needs to make a special advanced program for me because, like, I learned so quickly.
Keep thoughts to self.
So,
don't
say what humble
you're thinking,
brag. Jo. Also,
keep thoughts to yourself.
I'm finishing the Beyonce documentary today.
Oh, you started that?
Oh, my goodness. It's incredible. If you haven't watched it, watch it. I literally watched it because I had nothing else to watch. I was not too excited about it, but I am blown away, impressed by it.
Cool. Porkchop, what's going on with you?
Speaking of, I forgot to watch episode 6 of The Act. Did you watch it yesterday, Alex?
Yes.
Was it, like, crazy good?
Actually, the last episode was kind of boring, but everything else has been great.
Wait, episode 6? I'm expecting that's the one where it goes down, right?
No.
No? Oh. All right. Well, I mean, I'm still going to watch it because it's been great, so I think I'm going to do that today. And then I'm also going to do what I've said I've done every day for the past 2 days. I don't even want to say it again because I feel like y'all are going to give me crap.
Uber drive.
So, yeah, maybe. Yeah, so.
Well, we need to find you a new line of work.
Is that the pink slip? Am I out?
We'll talk about it tomorrow. No, it's kidding.
Oh, no, we are talking about it tomorrow, actually.
I'm excited. Chris Hogan from Dave Ramsey will be on. We're going to try to help Porkchop out. We had a big fight earlier in the week about how he is broke and needs to get his stuff together, and he says he's trying, but working.
Yeah, I don't need to get my stuff together. I just need more money. So maybe Chris will give me some money. Is that why we're having him on?
Yeah, that's what it is. You just need to be very receptive to what he says. So
he's
going
to listen to everything that you have to say about your situation, and he'll tell you if you're doing everything right or not. But what's cool is, so we had talked about this earlier in the week, but we have delayed talking about it more because we wanted to make sure that we had an expert on the air with you to discuss. So I am also extremely excited because I am just so stoked to hear what he has to say about your things that you tell him.
So we're doing that tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., right?
Yes.
Yep. It's going to be a good day. So we can't do any of that, though, unless we get the heck out of here. So Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and myself, Joe, why don't we say goodbye?
Bye. Bye.